Coming up on Stuck in Beta, we're pouring a Waffle Cone Imperial Stout from Main & Mill.
I'm knee-deep in house rehab, wrestling with new washers, and throwing out couches.
While I'm just trying to survive a run with Ruby and Moe.
Plus, we're looking back at Paul McCartney on SNL and trying to figure out if we can actually hack the YouTube music algorithm.
It all starts right now. Hey, welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
Hey, Greg. I'm Josh.
Hey, man.
Yeah?
This show, we'll see how it goes.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great, I guess.
This one might be one of our best ever.
We like to believe.
Happy Memorial Day weekend, by the way.
Oh, man. That always makes you feel good. Right before a three-day weekend,
yeah,
you're like, oh, yeah, I'm getting an extra day, you know. So that's... That's great, because, you know, when you work in healthcare, you don't get a lot of days off unless, well, you know, like my wife, who works for a bank, she gets off.
Banker's hours.
She gets a lot of, well, she has to work a lot of weekends, but Saturdays, oh, it's not a long, it's a half day, but she still has to get up on a Saturday to go to work. But there's a lot of days where... She gets off, and I'm like, oh, I wish I was off.
Like non, yeah, non.
Oh yeah.
Most things, companies like don't have those days.
Columbus
off.
Day, yeah. And you know, I think Juneteenth is one.
Oh really?
The MLK Day. I don't get any of those.
Yeah,
I get Christmas.
MLK. You don't get?
No, I get
really.
I get Memorial Day, Labor Day, Christmas. Thanksgiving and New Year's.
Huh. That's not very many.
But I usually take, you know, I mean, I get lots of PTO time, so I take other days, but.
Yeah. Well, I have a W-2 job. I still keep plenty busy, and we'll get into that. But let's have a beer while we.
3 day weekend. You're like.
Oh, by the way, before we get started, one thing I am curious about. Greg, I'm going to call you out here.
Okay.
I haven't seen any of our episodes published on, you know, the podcast side of things.
Well, no one's going to hear this. So. I did publish the Mandalorian Meal one today.
Oh, okay.
So we only got one other in the can.
Okay.
I was trying to stay a step behind, but then I got too far behind.
Yeah.
So... You know, always, like, if we had to, for some reason, cancel a week or something. Actually, it just kind of turned out that way, you know, but.
I was just looking because I have the two videos completed, and I uploaded them to the Stuck in Beta YouTube channel page. But I was trying to keep the title and all of this stuff consistent. So I'm like, oh, I don't know what the title of this one yet. And so they're just sitting out there private. I haven't.
Oh, sorry.
In public.
Yeah, my I used to come up with clever names, and now
they still are. You're the one coming up with them. I didn't know if you were.
I'm kind of getting some help, but
I like the two word titles.
Yeah, that's what I've kind of stuck with two word titles instead of. I mean, we're not making titles for a Fallout Boy record,
or record. I like the one, though, that was the where we did the Aldi IPA versus the well, I guess you just called it Aldi IPA.
I called it Aldi IPA.
Now that I think about it, I thought it was a play on words. I thought it was like All Day IPA, but no, it wasn't. That's not what that beer was versus.
It was a play on All Day IPA. All day. Like if you're Southern, hey, is that someone at All Day IPA? You know.
Well, in other countries, they actually pronounce it Aldi.
Oh.
Yeah, instead of Aldi.
Yeah.
We just mispronounce everything here in the U.S.
Aldi's right. Aldi. Well,
we don't have an IPA today. We have a very strong Imperial Stout. And, you know, Memorial Day. Yeah. What better combination than a strong Imperial Stout?
Well, it's waffle cones. You think of ice cream, the start of summer. Well, the unofficial start of summer.
That's true. Yeah. Now, the weather is kind of gloomy and chilly today.
Yeah, it's fine.
I know. I think it's beautiful. My wife was like, I wish it was warm and sunny.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm inside. I still wear shorts. I don't care.
So this is Waffle Cone Rocky Road Imperial Stout from Main and Mill Brewing.
What year is this from?
We just looked it up. It is from 2020. So it's 6 years old, maybe a little more than 6 years old. We used to be members of Main and Mill. We looked it up, and they don't have the brewery membership program anymore.
They don't let us in that anymore.
Yeah.
We got thrown out. Yeah.
But back in the day, they used to have these special releases where they would have these small batches, and as a member, you could stand in line or order, I guess, online, and then go pick them up on a specific date.
Yeah. I remember at the beginning, I think, man, like Carpathian and stuff like that, their big releases, you would stand in, because I stood in line a couple times and I was a member, but then, yeah, they started, I guess, after COVID, you know, 2020, they started where the members would be able to order it online and then you just pick up your bottle. That was a lot nicer. I mean,
okay.
That's sweat in there.
There's more in there. I don't know what is going on. It's like I thought it was.
Well, it's Rocky Road. There's some rocks at the bottom.
I'm afraid to get too aggressive with the pour because I just don't know if there's anything.
I think that's it. It's a heavy bottle.
It is a heavy bottle.
Huh.
Weird. It looks like there's a line in there. Am I crazy? It looks like there's a line in there. And it feels full.
Oh, look at the... Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's not solid at the bottom, is it?
Yeah, but it...
I can't tell. This one might just end up not getting
published. It kind of looks gelatinous.
Oh, no. Yeah, I tried...
Look up at the light and tap it.
Oh, no.
Look at... It kind of jiggles like...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like...
Okay, well...
This, like Jell-O or pudding.
This may have turned. It smells good.
Well, we'll see what it tastes like, maybe.
I went to pour yours, and it's certainly like half the pour of mine is, and I'm like, what is happening here? There's nothing else coming out.
Well.
It smells wonderful. That is weird. I want to see what that stuff is on the inside.
I don't know.
It smells like chocolate to me.
Yeah, it's very sweet. Yeah.
I don't get any like waffle cone aroma, but I'm going to give it a sip. I'm a little nervous, though. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
I do get the chocolate. I don't taste waffle cone, but I can get the chocolate and nuts. I don't get much of the marshmallow that you would get from Rocky Road, but I only took a little sip. But
I almost get like a bit of a metallic flavor. I know that's not a ringing endorsement. I don't think it's supposed to be there.
Well, you know. How long was that kept in the fridge? Was it?
It was in the fridge the whole time. Yeah.
So maybe that's a little. This doesn't taste bad.
No, it's not bad.
You know, we've.
Man, I am just.
We've had stouts that. Whoa! They have just turned. This did not. This tastes really. It tastes good. I think it tastes good.
Yeah. Man, it is weird that there's just like a. It's like a third of the bottle is still in there, and it is not moving.
Can you like, I guess you can't peer into it. Yeah, it looks, I don't know. And is it clinging to the sides?
Looks like it's.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, it looks. So if I were to describe it, it looks like.
It looks like Jell-O, like
you said. Yeah, or, yeah, exactly. Like a black. Or a brown Jell-O or chocolate pudding at the bottom.
Probably a really bad idea, but what if I attempted to shake it? I'm going to cover the top with my hand. Yeah, it's not moving at all.
So maybe, you know, we don't know. Maybe they put a...
Oh, maybe it broke loose a little bit. Yeah, it did. Well,
you can pour that in your glass.
Yeah, I know. I know you won't want to have that. I think it is starting to break up, but it's almost like melted ice cream at the bottom there. Okay, weird.
It you got its own yeast starter at the bottom there.
Man, you know, I mean, this is just, I guess, what's the word? Like, proof that the cellaring idea that we both did, like, you know, whatever, now 5 to 10 years ago, is not wise, and not a wise use of our money.
No,
back
no,
then.
No.
Because you have way more than I do. Yeah. I still have another 3 or 4 at home.
And the problem is, all of them sound good. You're like, oh, I need to get that. I'm going to miss out. And they pull the old, you know, all the companies, every single one of them, they have, oh, we're limited to only this yeah. many bottles or whatever, so come get yours. And, you know, they all do that. Everything, you know, that's how they get me on special edition vinyl yeah. and stuff. they know how to get people, well, at least people like me, you know.
I don't buy special beer at all anymore. I mean, I do, I drink it right away. I don't buy the special. Because the other thing was that I bought a few of these and I'd be like, oh, I'm going to save it for a special occasion.
Yeah.
What that I never had a special occasion where I'm going to drink waffle cone. I don't know. It just
weird. Well, this is special to me.
Yeah, this is our special occasion. So I still have Neapolitan. I do have, from around that same time, that I know we tried once before, but for some reason, when I was at Mother's Brewery, I bought two of their German chocolate beers that I shared one with you years ago, but I still have another one. I don't know when I'm ever going to drink that one.
German chocolate beer? I don't...
Yeah, it was from Mother's.
Did we drink it?
Mm-hmm. Oh. It was back in, during like the COVID era, whenever we were hanging out in your garage. We had a couple beer therapy episodes in your garage here.
Oh, well... I found this in my cellar, the Waffle Cone Neapolitan, but it's a smaller bottle. You know what? Maybe they decided, you know, we don't have to put all that sludge at the bottom. Let's just put it in a smaller bottle. They're like, how are we going to fill up all these bottles? Just fill the bottom with some sludge.
Well, I hope if...
I'm just fooling.
I hope if Denny or anyone else from Main & Mill sees this, that they... find it funny that we kept this bottle for so long. Maybe we got more to come.
6 years is, yeah.
But it's actually tasting pretty good.
I know, it tastes good.
I mean, I don't know if I mentioned it's 10.5% alcohol, so it's a strong one. And, yeah, it's supposed to be with cocoa nibs, walnuts, marshmallows, and lactose.
I get all the ice cream flavor. I don't get any of the waffle cone. Is it supposed to have that waffle cone? As well, or am I just...
It doesn't necessarily say that.
Oh, okay. I thought it'd be like the whole, all... Mm-hmm. Yeah, coconut, walnuts. Yeah, I am getting all those notes now that I'm... Hey, for a six-year-old beer?
Yeah.
And, you know, even some that we've tried... Didn't we try... What did we try lately that was just terrible? And we couldn't understand...
Oh, the... One from last week, the Vanilla Mind Flayer from...
Oh, that wasn't very good, but no, there was like a stout that... Oh, man.
I don't remember. Let's see if it's on our...
I thought you brought it over and were like, oh, what is...
It was me?
What is up with this?
Huh.
Yeah.
It was a black lager that I brought a couple weeks ago. Elysian Juice Dust before that. The Great Pines IPA from Aldi before that.
Well, anyway, what is going on here?
Garage beer. No, I don't see one.
So, I actually, for what it's worth, I'll give it an A minus.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good rating,
minus,
actually.
Yeah, I think it's solid.
I do, too.
You know, it's probably really delicious if we would have cracked it open within a year of getting it. You know.
You may be thinking of the chubby bunny that we had that was yours that was like 10 years old or 9 years old.
Yeah, maybe that was terrible. Although, you know, 10-year-old beer. So that's kind of what this series is about. We're just, we're breaking open some stuff from, you know, that's been sitting in the fridge or your fridge or basement for an awfully long time. And
taking a chance.
Taking a chance. This one actually turned out good. So
yeah, I agree. I would give it an A- as well. Yeah. I enjoy it.
Good stuff.
All right. What else is going on with you? Tell me all about your exciting life over the last 7 days.
Exciting life? Well, I will tell you this. So far this week, I have run at least 10 miles.
Yeah.
So I've been doing about 10 miles a day. 10 miles a day. 2 miles a day.
Okay.
That's what... That's how you add those together. Yeah.
So 5 days.
I've been taking the dogs with me. They're starting to learn how to run with me.
That's good. Ruby's getting better.
Yeah. She still...
probably shouldn't just hop up on my lap, as I said. Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun getting... It's becoming more of a, yeah, I need to do this. And they're happy because they get to go, you know, take a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And
you say need as in like it's feeling like it's a habit.
Yeah, it's
so if you don't do it, you
almost that way. Now I need to be careful. I don't want to get, you know, make my legs, you know.
Yeah.
I know I've gotten shin splints before and that'll put you out for a week or so.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to do a lot of off and on running, you know, and not just blasting the whole way.
Oh.
It's kind of harder to do it with them anyway. But the other day I averaged about 12 minute miles. That's with going
run and walk.
Run and walk. So I didn't think that was too bad.
Yeah. Whenever I started, I think I was, I guess they refer to that as intervals. You do, certain time or distance for running, and yeah, just kind of slowly or gradually extend the run time, and it seemed like it worked out pretty well for me. It wasn't like I thought, hey, if I go from running for 5 minutes straight to whatever 10 or whatever, I would be totally gassed. But you start building up that endurance, and
right, yeah, obviously, it's getting easier and stuff like that.
That's good.
I have noticed too, because I've got I started using the Fitbit app more often. I mean, I have it. It comes with my watch. You know, like I have, and apparently, it's changing to like Google Health or something next week or in a couple weeks.
Like the brand Fitbit is going.
Yeah,
away?
It's going away. Which they have just. I think Fitbit's a better name, but whatever.
Yeah, it is. It's like one of those situations where people will continue to call it Fitbit.
Yeah, probably. But the app, I've been more inclined to check my sleeping and heart rate and all that type stuff.
Oh, really?
Too. Because it's got more of an AI element to it now, where it will, after your runs, it'll say, oh, you did well, you did this. And it saw that your heart rate was able to recover right away instead of, you know, it was 2 weeks ago. It wasn't bouncing back as easy. Now it's just bouncing back.
Oh, that's good.
So, and then I've been wearing it to bed too, to track my sleep, and it'll say, well, you didn't get the greatest of sleep.
Oh, yeah.
You were tossing and turning you know, you were a little restless. I would take it easy today and.
Huh.
You know, because you get like a readiness score,
and
it's crazy. Like Monday, and I guess it's because you have that whole week off. I don't know what, but like Monday, my readiness score was like 89 or something.
Oh, okay.
But then like Wednesday, it was like 29.
And
it's
man,
like, it said you probably don't want to do anything rough today for working out, but I did it anyway.
Yeah.
And it said even with a low readiness score, you did so.
That's cool.
So, been doing a lot of that, trying to get a habit, at least that, and so I'm not a big old chunky old man at the pool.
Well, that's good. I think, yeah, we should look at doing another 5K together at some point. I haven't been running, so I'll have to get back into running shape.
Well, see, it's funny because... This YouTuber I watch, he does all these eating challenges and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I did, you know, a week eating everything at the Cheesecake Factory or something like that.
Mm.
But then he had one where he was training to do the London Marathon, and he actually did it, and he did a he wanted to make under 4 hours or something like that, and he did, and I don't know, it was like, man, this guy, like, he's like an average guy who's just eats a bunch of fast food and stuff like that, but then he's able to train. I'm like, man, I should be able to do something like that, and I don't know. It's weird that someone like that kind of got me in the mood to run, you know, but, you know.
It's not the natural, or not the athletic type. It's the average guy or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't watch some athlete actually tell me. But
although those competitive eaters would call themselves athletes.
Yeah.
I still watch Beard Meech Food like almost daily because he has new videos every week and we're watching those. But that guy, I don't know if you've ever seen him like you don't usually see much of him. He's just sitting at a table, but he's like super fit, super muscular, has 6-pack abs. Like he is.
Yeah. And he'll, cause yeah, when he asks for a t-shirt, he'll ask for a small or a medium.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, after doing all that, you're going to fit into a small. I don't think I've wear large. I'm finally starting to get back into large, but yeah. I couldn't imagine being in a small size ever, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've been super busy. So actually going back to our discussion on Memorial Day and the long weekend, I am actually thankful that it is a long weekend. So I got a 4-day weekend here, accounting today, Friday. I've been 5 days straight working on this house that I'm rehabbing, the one that Lexi used to live in. And I had to take a break from it because I was working on that other house where the lady like had not lived there in 3 years. And I got all that stuff done a couple weeks ago. So I'm back at this house that I started on back in February. And now we're like Sunday, Lori and I went up there and we painted a couple of rooms together. And then I've been working on the electric in the back room. So I had to like level out the floor and it just became like project after project. It was like a can of worms is what I was referring to it as. And
I know you leveled, or you were working on leveling the floor. That was a video or whatever, but
yeah. So I got the floor joists pretty level. I got to replace the floor, but since I had it all torn out, I'm like, I'm going to update this electric in here because it's the old knob and tube stuff. That's probably the original. Well, I'm assuming that it's, I don't know if it was original to the house because I actually don't even know if electric was available back in the 1880s, but I'm sure it's the only electric that's ever been in the house.
When you buy a house in 2026 and it has knob and tube still in it, how is that not like this needs to be replaced before it can sell? Or,
well, it varies. You know, you can get a inspection on a house and you can find out like all the things that are wrong with it, and you can say, hey, I want this corrected, or there's basically like a known that, hey, the plumbing or the electric or whatever might be old and dated, so you're basically buying it as is, and just as you would buy like a used car, you know, you're not gonna require the person to make it, you know, updated to 2026 standards. So it just kind of varies. If it is like expected to be, or if it's a more modern house, like if I was to sell mine, which is like 21 years old, and there was something that needed to be replaced, like you could negotiate a discount because it was an issue that maybe we didn't know, we weren't able to disclose, but they came in and said, hey, maybe it's like the code has changed for GFCI outlets or something like that. Then they would say, we want that fixed. Or you could say, well, we'll give you a discount of a certain amount so that you can fix that yourself.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess that's, I get that. I was just wondering if there's like some code or something that says you need to switch to the, you know, newer standard or anything. You could still be in a house with
They say that this kind of stuff is, I mean, yeah, the likelihood of it potentially causing a problem increases, but as long as it's not disturbed or disrupted, it will continue to be service, provide a service. But there's, you know, like that old knob and tube, it's just, I'm not an electrician, but it has just the black wire and the white wire.
Right.
The positive and the neutral.
There's no ground.
Right, yeah, no ground in there. So that's what's between that and then it's fragile. So if you start messing around with it, it'll like crumble and fall apart.
Hmm.
Not the actual wire, but the housing, because it's not the rubber or whatever that Romex is. So the old, I don't even know what it is, what it's made out of, but it'll like just essentially like fall apart usually because it's 100 years old.
Huh.
So and I'm updating all that.
Like, does that go to a like a fuse or
it's a breaker.
Like that? There's a breaker on it?
Yeah, at some point this house, so it has had a bunch of like patchwork done to it, okay, over the years where they have put in like, they updated the HVAC system. So that part of it is grounded and that's like a 220 on a 220 amp. And the box itself, the panel is newer. It's not like the old fuse box from, I don't know, 1930s. It's probably from the 60s or 70s or something like that. So there's a variety of different types of wire going into it. Like yours, well, I mean, mine as well.
Yeah,
it's all clean and
new. Yeah.
Yeah. It has, everything looks pretty much the same going in. This one has a variety. It's like spaghetti. It just looks.
Well, my old house kind of looked like that, but it wasn't probably as bad as that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can imagine. I guess as long as that's your main, your breaker point, it doesn't, it's still positive, negative.
Yeah. Know? But now it'll have, it'll truly have ground, because there is ground. There is ground. The house is grounded, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But not all of the wiring is grounded. So, which I explained to Lori a little bit, and maybe I should do a little more research before I, you know, say all this. But my understanding is, it's not necessarily that it is going to cause a problem being ungrounded. It's if like there's a power surge or if the house gets struck by a lightning or something like that, like it's going to damage your electronics. I mean, there's a really good chance of that happening because it's, instead of the, it's going to take the path of least resistance and it's going to go through the wires and either fry them or, you know, take out your electronics, but you can protect yourself with, you know, a surge protector or
right,
whatever. And that can certainly still happen in a modern house, but chances are, you know, your grounding rod, everything is grounded. So it's going to go to that ground spot and save the rest of your house.
Right.
But, and the other thing is, I mean, I don't know that there's any like chance of, I mean, just an outlet is just as dangerous for like if a kid stuck a, you know, a clothespin or something. The old thing that I feel like all parents have feared about their kids, like walking around with a key or whatever and trying to stick something into an outlet.
You're
still going to get shocked.
I stuck a staple in one when I was a kid.
Really?
And I don't even think I was maybe about 8 years old, 9 years. It wasn't like, yeah.
You're little.
I don't remember it being that little because I remember it. So
yeah.
Like my dad had this like office he built in the back of the garage. This was at the old Arnold house, and I don't know, in the for some reason I saw a staple. I go, hey, that would fit nice in there, and I don't know, maybe I was never told don't do that, but when I did that,
oh really?
Yeah, like sparks flew out of
oh,
it.
Oh wow. I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah. It looked like a sparkler,
oh,
essentially.
Oh, my God.
It did that for a little bit and then pop, and
ooh,
that was it.
Huh.
And surprisingly, you know, my dad didn't yell at me. They were just kind of like
it's our fault for never telling you.
Yeah. I'm surprised because if, well, I guess they were like, making sure I was okay, but.
So you didn't get shocked?
No.
Oh, weird.
I guess after I put it in, I pulled away long enough. Now I've gotten shocked. Like there's a memory in my head of being at my friend's house and plugging in a lamp or something, and I guess it didn't have a ground or something. Yeah. And I just, when I plugged it in, I guess my fingers were close enough and it gave me a good jolt. And I don't know why I still remember that, you know.
I always feel like whenever I get shocked, it's like you don't, it doesn't register in my brain immediately. It's like it happens, then you're like, oh God. It's like a millisecond
and
later that it.
And it lasts. It doesn't it hangs on and you're like, ugh, yeah, I don't so like weird. This feeling. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's why I don't like, well, I've told you before, I don't like the whole TENS, is it TENS device that they do for your back? The electrode thing that makes you
like muscles like
I hate that. It makes me feel like I'm being shocked and I don't like it.
The other thing that I had to do for this house this week, we had that couch, and we talked about this several months ago, that the tenants
did you sell it or did you,
we just gave it away. But that, so I don't know if there's like pros and cons to that. You know, you and I, we talked about cleaning it up and, you know, trying to sell it and all that. I mean, this thing was like, it was really, really rough for like, because they had three dogs and three cats and it was very hairy and I think a lot of like pet dander, but it wasn't very old, excuse me, and it still had a lot of its, you know, it still felt really firm and all that, but I just didn't feel like messing with it. But then, so Lori put it on Facebook and she's like, you know, free. Somebody wants to come pick it up. You know, she was kind of giving them an idea of whenever I was going to be there. And she was getting bombarded with people. And they were like, I'm ready to come pick it up right now. And then they would like ghost her. Like, there'd be like no further response.
That's Facebook.
Yeah. And then this guy, the guy who actually did end up, he was a younger guy. He reached out one day and he's like, hey, I'll be there at 10:30. And I was there and he never showed up. And then I'm like, hey, he didn't come. And she's like, oh, now he says he's going to be there at 1:30. 1:30 comes and passes. He never shows up. And she's like, so she reaches out to him. What's the deal? He's like, oh, I'll be there tomorrow. So, I mean, he ultimately did show up. But I took it upon myself because I didn't know like what kind of condition it was in, like under the cushions. So I started to, you know, opening it up. I'm like, oh, I might find whatever in here. I'll just throw it away. Oh my God. The amount of stuff inside of the cushions as well as under the couch was enough to almost fill up a 55 gallon trash can.
Like what? What stuff? Like food? And
it was like pet toys and random things that I guess the cats would like bat around and they'd go underneath the couch. And then inside the cushions, it was a lot of just, again, things that like the animals were playing with, and then all the hair, like, I mean, chunks of hair, like as big as a platter underneath the.
So you had time to clean it before he picked it up a little bit, or at least vacuum it out.
Yeah. I took off all the cushions, started throwing all this stuff away. And cause it kind of like, I was like, I better check it out. Cause I don't want to like, number one, I didn't want him to say, nah, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Or two, I didn't want to like them to come in and start like pulling it apart and it just like creating a bunch of dust and whatever in the air. So I'm cleaning it all out and it's kind of satisfying, you know. I'm like, oh, this looks really good. And I part of me was like, I didn't want to transfer the response. Like I would have felt bad if I was giving somebody that like trash, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, it's free, but I wanted it to be decent enough. Even though it still had all its blemishes and definitely needed to be like really well vacuumed and probably like all the cushions needed to be taken off and washed and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I was like 75% of the way through and I'm thinking, man, I just could not imagine giving this to, you know, making this somebody else's problem to clean up. And then it like dawned on me. I'm like, that's exactly what happened to me. Like somebody just passed this off to me without like even, you know, and it became my problem to solve. And
now you're worried about making it someone else's.
Yeah. And I did, and, you know, and I made it. And this young guy came and I helped him load it up. And he seemed like he was excited to get it. I was like, are you going to like clean this up and sell it or anything? I was genuinely curious because I know there's like a whole community or whatever of like couch flippers.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm going to use it in my basement. I'm like, oh, okay. cool.
Yeah.
So he stacked it all up on his truck. He had F-150, and it was like, man, it was stacked up high, and he had it all strapped down. Because there's, I mean, it had cushions on the seat part and the back part, and it was big. It was like U-shaped, like a big sectional. So it was huge.
That's funny. Yeah, I had a couple weeks ago. I had my way with the Facebook Marketplace. I had an old computer. I remember it's probably been almost a year now. I replaced the motherboard, CPU, all that in my computer. Well, I still had it, and I had Molly posted a while ago, and she's like, I'm getting all these weird people saying I'm charging too much or whatever, and she goes, I'm not dealing with this. So she took it down. It's been in my closet, and I found it. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna. So I ended up making like $150 off of it.
It's not bad
for something that was just sitting in the closet and I would never use again. Yep. You know,
was this the one that you bought like when you lived at your old house that we used to do the like host the podcast on and everything, that sat kind of like in your
I think
basement?
It was
okay, that's good.
Yeah, I well, it was just the like the motherboard, it was just the parts.
Oh, it wasn't,
yeah,
the
it
case.
Wasn't a whole case or anything.
Nice.
And like a guy just wanted to build a computer, and it, I mean, it's still functional, it isn't top of the line.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Yeah, and the nice thing was, I mean, the guy said he was interested, and then he's like, would you take 125? And I'm like, I don't want to mess with this.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm sorry, I got to stand firm on 150.
Oh.
Then he never responded. And then I started getting these messages from other people, and I go, well, if this other guy turns it down, yeah. And finally the guy, I message him, I go, hey, I'm getting other people wanting it, so do you want it or not? Finally he responded and said, oh, I can get it today, I'll meet you wherever, whatever. 150 is fine. And so and I go, well, me and my family are going up to Sam's right now, you want to meet us up there? And he met me there.
That's good.
I was like, man, it's nice where I didn't, you know, I was just going somewhere and he met me instead of having to drive all the way, you know.
Yeah, I wonder what the I don't know if it's like the average or typical kind of person, like how do they use Marketplace? Because I, you know, Lori had it. I just asked her to do like the legwork behind the scenes, because I just was like, well, I don't. So me, I don't really have Facebook on my phone, and I don't really want to deal with that. And she is more experienced with it.
Yeah.
Even though she wasn't like the one that was going to be there and like you know, handling, she was just going to be the person,
the middleman.
Yeah. So and she was really helpful with it, but she was getting very frustrated as well, because she was getting bombarded with questions and she was trying to answer them, and then people would maybe come back with just, damn, stupid stuff. One person was like, "Hey, can you just put it all outside? I'll come and get it." And she's like, "It's been raining off and on for like the last week. Yeah. I'm not putting it outside."
Yeah.
And because if you don't show up, I'm going to have a wet couch then. And, but it was a lot of like asking questions and then no follow up or whatever from them. And I, both of us were like, what do people do? Do they just like throw out the question so that it's like on their radar, but then they have really no, they're not serious about it whatsoever.
Yeah.
They're just like dipping their toe in the water, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't understand that.
Or do they not have like notifications turned on?
But it's the same way when trying to buy something too.
Really?
If you see something and you're like, "Hey, is this still available?" Mm. And they'll say yes, and you say like, "Okay, I'd love to do this. Can you do porch pickup or whatever?"
Mm.
And then silence. You don't hear from. You're like, "What the hell?" Yeah,
that's
so
weird.
That I've had that happen many, many times.
Hmm. I haven't tried to buy hardly anything in a long, long time. And the only thing I can remember is I was going to buy these glass blocks to put in the windows at this house that I'm rehabbing. This was like over a year ago. Yeah, over a year ago. And some lady had them, and they were super cheap. And, you know, I reached out to her. I'm like, hey, I'm really... And I tried to be very, like, straightforward. Hey, I need these for a project that I'm doing. You look like you have the right amount. Can I please, you know, meet you and take a look at them or whatever? And, like, no reply ever. And I think I even reached out, like, a couple days later. Hey, I don't know if you saw this or not, but... and never. So yeah. It's like, yeah, did you post it and then sell it and forget to...
Yeah, I feel the same. Because... Like when I was doing that, I immediately, the guy said he was going to come pick it up. I marked it as pending. And then as soon as he bought it, it sold.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like it's overly,
it's not just, that complicated.
Yeah. But it's too complicated for most people.
I don't know. Yeah. Cause you'll see something. You go, oh, that looks really nice. But then you're like, oh, it was posted 30 weeks ago. There's no way they still have this.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. That's Facebook Marketplace. Though, like it or leave it, at least like eBay, they take their fees. Mercari, yeah. same thing. So it's a place to sell something without having to...
Yeah.
It's essentially a yard sale, you know.
And, I mean, they have new products on there, obviously, too. I bought just a little, I talked about it last week, my lumbar support knob broke on my truck, and I ordered one. It was like $10. And I really, it was almost too much too much communication, where it was like, hey, we got your order, and we are getting ready to ship it, and your order has shipped, and your order is on its way. I mean, these are all like individual messages, and then it was like asking for feedback and all this stuff. And I was like, good grief, I can wait the 5 days. You don't have to give me an update every single day.
Just a knob for my seat. It's
yeah.
it's not a lung. When is this going to come? When will this nightmare end?
It's not a lung transplant or something. Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. But yeah, eBay's like, I feel like it's better now than it used to be.
Yeah. I've ordered many things on there, and like as when you are looking for parts to something, look on there, because
yeah,
like that board for my washing machine. You got a new washer, I know, but I was telling you I fixed mine with a little board
mm-hmm.
for it, and on there it was like $40. On the Maytag's parts website, it was like $400.
Huh? Wow.
And I'm like, well, what is? I go.
Dang, I knew need to utilize that more then.
Yeah. Like things like that, I'm like, okay. Even if I lose, it's a $40, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, speaking of my new washer, so I brought back your dolly today. Thank you for letting me use that.
Yeah. Working all right?
Yeah, it's fine. It's essentially the exact same.
That's a review. It's fine.
Well, so we had a Whirlpool washer. It turned out to be 11 years old, at least from the manufacturing date, the one that we had. And it was leaking, AI told me it was leaking transmission fluid or something, which is what it used. I mean, like all the newer washers, this is a top loader, but yeah. There's a little bit more. Like the guy at Lowe's actually was telling me, he's like, yeah, that's a good life that you got out of your old one. And he's like, they last like 8 to 10 years usually. So you're maybe a little bit better than that. And he's like, yeah, they're more complicated nowadays than they need to be or than they ever were. And especially the front loaders, he's like, you know, those 6 years, maybe you're going to get out of them, which is like, unbelievable. And that's average, obviously,
right?
But if that's average, there's some that don't even last, you know,
I can imagine,
and they're probably under warranty and all that kind of stuff. So but yeah, I went and got that, and actually this is one of those situations. So we talked about trying to maybe spend the money for convenience, like having it delivered and having the other one hauled away. And you had mentioned that you thought that there was a trailer in back where I could take the my old one.
Yeah, there used to be. Yeah.
I asked the guy, and he's like, well, we don't have that right now, but if we do, it's really only used for whenever we pick one up, we bring it back, and we load it up, and then it gets recycled out. But because I drove back there. I didn't see anything. And I just took it to, so I brought the new one in, you know, no problem. Lori and I were able to get it in and out of the truck. They helped me load it at Lowe's, and Lori helped me unload it, and then got it hooked up. It was, you know, piece of cake. And then the only bad thing about this new one is it has the agitator in the middle, and it's like the exact same model as our old one, but with an agitator, and they didn't have one without an agitator.
You know, we don't have an agitator, and I don't know, I kind of miss it.
Hmm.
I feel you're, there is, there, we're more likely to have an off balance.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you can kind of loop around the agitator when you're loading your weight, but then when you don't have that, it gets off balance a lot more.
And it's funny you say that, because now that I think about it, ours did do that more often. It would start shaking and get off balance. But the guy at Lowe's told me that there's like two camps where a lot of people really like them, and they feel like they get their clothes cleaner. And then the other camp thinks that like it like wears out your clothes. It like destroys your clothes because they're getting beat up and stuff. So I don't know if that's true. You know, I don't know if there's any scientific proof of it either way.
I've never noticed like our clothes less clean or anything like that without her.
I will say it feels, it seems like it has a little bit less cubic space on the inside. So, which is good though, because our son Landon, who still lives with us, I think he was overloading it, which could have potentially led to its longevity.
Yeah.
And so I told him afterward, you know, when we got it, I'm like, dude, you got to like, it's a basket is the load size, not a heaping basket, just a basket.
And the money for the laundry goes right here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Put your dollars in here. Mine doesn't take quarters.
So we're charging him a little bit for rent now.
Yeah.
So that's like all part of it. But yeah, I got that in. Took the old one, since we weren't able to recycle it, I took it up to this rental house and just put it in the alley. And I knew it would be gone almost instantly. I was surprised that it stuck around for a couple of days, but I think it was because it was raining. But the scrappers, you know, they drive up and down the alleys in St. Louis all the time, and they'll pick it up. And
do you remember, did you watched How I Met Your Mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember they always had this... They go, this spot in front of her house, it was a Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, yeah.
They just set it there and turn around, and then they're being gone.
Yeah.
Someone come around and take it.
That's what this is like. The alleys, I think there's like homeless people that probably will make their way through, and there's pickers. But man, I will throw away a lot of stuff in there, like demo, you know, stuff, and it'll get picked through. I'll go back out the next day, throw something away in the dumpster, and it's like, I can tell somebody's gone through it looking for, they're probably looking for like copper wire and, you know, anything that they can make a few bucks on. And
yeah,
it's weird. Or, you know, those pickers, scrappers. And you see those guys every once in a while, their trucks, like an old beat up truck that looks like it's barely running. And
Sanford and Son.
Yeah. It's all loaded up in the back and strapped down like stuff's about ready to fall out, and they've just been picking.
There was when I worked for Shriners, I worked for the in the warehouse, there was a guy that would go around and collect pallets.
Yeah.
And he was like, I think at the time it was like $7 a pallet or something like that. I'm sure it's way more now. But his truck, his little pickup truck, he didn't have it stacked up like 40 pallets tall.
Yeah.
And he would always come and go, you have any pallets? And yeah, I mean, because I started just stacking them outside the building. I'm like, go ahead, you know, anytime, just come.
Right.
Because a lot of companies, they don't need them. We got like five of them a day or whatever. I think there was a company that took those too, but I don't remember.
At one of my other properties, there was this older gentleman that lived across the street that collected pallets, and same deal, but he had...
Oh my gosh. It's just sitting in a sedan.
Yeah, this is like a Chevy Impala. And it's what I thought was always funny is he had a handicap license plate, and he was an older guy. I don't know how he got these up and on, but there's, what is this, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10? Yeah, about 15 pallets stacked between. So, like, there's his trunk lid that's open. Pallets are inside of it stacked up. And then he's got them, like, on his roof slash back
glass. My gosh.
And that was a common occurrence. I think it was a similar thing where he'd go around to businesses or alleys and try to find pallets and, you know, get whatever, 10 bucks
a piece for them. Yeah, if you're getting 10 bucks a piece for those or whatever, there's 150 bucks right there.
Yeah.
If it takes you 2 hours to get that, you know, that isn't that bad.
I remember I had a couple of things delivered. I don't remember what they were now, but they came on pallets there. Like, I don't know what it was, but I told him, hey, I got a couple of pallets out here. You know, you want to come get them? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, thank you very much. Like, he was so excited to get them.
Well, I know you've tried, and probably I've tried doing projects using just a pallet wood, but those are not a simple, like, you know.
No.
They're full of nails, mm-hmm. and you either saw off a big amount of them to use it, or you pull each nail, which is even harder.
Yeah, you end up breaking the wood.
Yeah. Oh. So, and some are built better than others.
But. Yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
So.
Well, what you been watching?
Well, I finished up The Boys, the series finale. It's finally over. That was a good run. 5 seasons of that.
Yeah. I need to watch that. Maybe I'll put that on my list.
It's very violent, very vulgar, it's quite a
is
show.
Is there nudity?
I mean, maybe there's some. It's not like blatant or anything like that.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Not like Game of Thrones then.
No. Because I only watch it like that.
Lori says, this is borderline pornography.
Yeah. So there's, I think there's a new, like a, because they already had another series. I think it was canceled. It was The Boys Gen V, or it was college kids, and they had superpowers. It kind of took place at the same time as this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a new one coming out that is like from like World War II.
Oh.
It's going to...
That's cool. That seems like that'd be a high production quality, or like expensive production quality.
Well, I mean, it's an Amazon show, so they mm-hmm. have some money into it. I guess like what you'd get from an HBO show.
Okay.
But like anything, I think it's either 8 or 10 episodes in a season, so they could make a higher quality show.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think that's what Daredevil was this year. It was eight episodes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching that eventually.
Did you watch a Punisher thing?
No, I haven't watched that. The only thing that we have been watching is Game of Thrones, man, and Beard Meets Food. That's it.
So the Punisher, when you do watch that, you don't really need to know anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's its own story.
Yeah.
There's a few people from Daredevil in it, but very, very briefly.
Mm-hmm.
The end is really good. He is definitely the Punisher in that one.
Yeah.
So,
you know, speaking of these, I guess, comic book movies, so we got Spider-Man's coming out. Was it July? Or is it June?
I think that's July.
I was thinking we should do to gear up for it, we should look and see if we should watch certain movies or whatever. I don't know how you know that per se, but at least I want to try to watch at least the newest ones with
Oh, the last Spider-Man movies.
Yeah. What is his name?
Well, there was the one with that had all the different Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. That was the last one that came out.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is it Andrew Garfield? Is he the current?
Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garfield was one though, right?
Yeah.
And then Tobey Maguire. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, is there any like crossover that we need to be aware of? Because I feel like there's, because I'm behind on some of the Marvel stuff, and I'm trying to think.
I don't think there was any other Spider-Man cameos, you know, because he would show up in Avengers and stuff like that, but I don't think he's, after that Spider-Man, no, nothing else happened. Okay. So,
okay. Well, maybe I'll go back and watch at least the last
I actually did just watch that one not too long ago. It's good, but it's long, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that one in the theaters.
Yeah, I was with you.
Were you?
Yeah.
I was with someone.
Who was it? Kept munching on their popcorn really loud.
Yeah. It was this guy who kept saying, "Oh my God, did you see that?" You remember that movie?
Yeah, I remember you said that.
We went to the movie whenever we were probably like
you're talking about that
high school or something.
That the Daniel Stern movie.
Yeah, it was up a creek or something like that.
No, it was what the hell was it? It was not a great movie.
No, it was a terrible movie. I thought, or Without a Paddle or something like that.
No, that wasn't it either.
Stern movies. So that was like in the 90s, right?
Bushwhacked.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The 1995 adventure comedy Bushwhacked.
Wow, we must have been.
Daniel Stern stars as Max Grabowski, a con man who gets framed for murder and hides, posing as an experienced scoutmaster to guide a troop of ranger scouts through the wilderness.
I wonder what the release date on that was. I'm curious if we were out of high school.
1995.
Yet. Let's see. Release date. August 4th. So, yeah, we have graduated high school.
Yeah.
But that guy, it was a very small crowd. We were at Crestwood Mall Theater, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember all of these crazy like pieces of detail around this, but there was an older man, you know, probably like he was probably like in his 30s or 40s when we were 18, but yeah, he was cracking up and then he would
tickled.
Like say things like, "Oh my God," or "Did you see that?" "Oh no, he didn't." And that is what I could not tell you one single thing about this movie.
We ought to watch that and come back with our
review
of that.
That'll be our homework for next week.
Because I have very little recollection of that movie except for him peeing off a cliff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's the only part I remember, and that's probably when he goes, "Oh God, look at him!" He did it.
Let's see, 22% on Rotten Tomatoes, 5.7 on IMDb.
That sounds like it's a hit.
Yeah, Bushwhacked. Yeah, I don't. It was like came on the heels of. What was he? He was obviously in Home Alone. And then, but he
Home
was
Alone
also,
too.
Yeah, also the voice of Kevin Arnold on The Wonder Years. So, older Kevin Arnold. And so I think we were like, "Oh, yeah, this guy's on a tear. This is going to be great." Nope.
Well, then, yeah, what would he have been? In 1990, I know we're going down the path, aren't we?
Yeah.
City Slickers. He was he was a main character in that.
And
that would have been City Slickers too.
Mm-hmm. Rookie of the Year.
It's funny. It goes like movies all through the 90s, then around 2000, There's nothing. Then he.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know. That was funny. Yeah, I've only been watching Game of Thrones. I'm in. We're about to finish season 6, so there's 2 more to go, and I really wish you watched it.
All right. I'm gonna get
I wish you watched it while. What I thought would have been a cool concept.
Oh, I need to
concept.
Get it at the same time.
Yeah, we could come in and like talk about it. Like, I mean, just like what The Office chicks and you know all those other sitcoms where it's like they watch the show and revisit it like so many years later. I thought that would be kind of funny thing. It probably already exists. There's probably somebody already.
Oh,
doing
I know
it, like,
there's got to be
watching Game of Thrones now.
I don't know about all those. All those actors have gone on to bigger things, though, right?
The Game of Thrones
people? Yeah.
Oh, you mean like they're not doing it themselves?
Right, right.
It's probably like just people though that are doing it, like fans.
Right.
But I have heard from a few people because I've talked about it with people, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I watched that for the first time recently." So it's one of those things that it's interesting that you know people are still finding it.
Yeah. Well, are you going to watch the House of the Dragon after this?
Yeah, we're planning on watching. Like, I think there's 2 different stories, but Lexi told us that one of them isn't very good. It's kind of like more of a different tone, like more dark comedy or something.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think it's really good, and it's starting to get to the point where you're seeing, like, because, I don't know, I don't know if you even know what the premise is, but it's, you know, this kingdom essentially and like all these different families that are all kind of kings and whatnot of their individual lands across this, you know, fictional continent. And they all like reside up under like the main king, but there's been some changes and then now they're like all essentially fighting for, you know, who's going to become like the next king of the empire.
Right.
And now you're starting.
So it's Star Wars.
Yeah, basically. So yeah, it's.
I always say that to Molly when she brings up stuff, and I go, "Well, that's Star Wars." She goes, "No." And I go, "Well, you won't watch Star Wars, so how do you know?" It's I go, "That's where it came from." I go, "This is just a Star Wars story."
Yeah. With different, and speaking of that, last week we talked about, this just kind of reminded me, like we talked about the crazy sequel that you saw was coming out for Big Bang Theory.
But, yeah. Stewart saves the doesn't save the universe. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. And I saw that. Well, you probably are aware of it because I saw it on your server. That there's the yellow. What is it called?
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone sequel. There's another spinoff or whatever. Yeah. With the daughter.
The Dutton Ranch.
Yeah.
We haven't watched it yet. There's that, and then we watched one episode of the CBS show, the one with Casey.
Isn't he like?
I forgot what that was called.
Marshalls or something.
Marshalls. Yeah, and. We were like, we didn't get back to it, you know, I don't know.
What happened to the other brother in the show, like in Yellowstone? Did you watch it all?
I watched it all, and I don't remember.
Oh, really? The one I'm talking about?
Yeah, the one that wasn't really a brother. He was an adopted brother.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Audit. I don't know if I knew that.
Yeah. Well, you find out that in season 1.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Huh. Was he adopted as, like, completely?
As a kid, yeah.
Okay. Because it's funny, in Game of Thrones, there's all these bastards. Like, because in the old, like, whatever.
Jamie Dutton.
Yeah, Jamie. In the old time, in the whatever this is supposed to be, like the medieval times or whatever. The men would go out, whether it was to war or whatever, and they'd end up getting somebody, you know, a woman pregnant. And it was, I guess, common enough that they would call, like, all the bastards Snows. Like, that was their last name. They didn't get the man's last name or the dad's last name.
Right.
So they got the last name of Snow.
Oh, so the, okay, I
and
gotcha.
It was like the identifier, and yeah, it's kind of weird. But it's similar, like, kind of almost funny how, like you said, yeah, it's all Star Wars. Because Luke and Leia didn't know they were brother and sister.
Yeah.
It's all this.
Spoiler!
Yeah. Sorry, Molly.
She'll never watch that. She's just, it's kind of out of spite now. I don't think she'll watch
it. Lori's the exact same way. She has no idea. She's like, that's stupid.
Like, how do you know?
Yeah.
I go, you like Harry Potter. I go, come on. I don't like science fiction. Oh, okay.
Right.
You can repeat every line to Back to the Future. Well, that's not the science fiction.
Yeah.
I go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, the new Star Wars movie comes out today.
Oh, yeah?
The Mandalorian
and
Grogu
that's right.
movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of movies that, I mean, that one, I want to see. He-Man comes out in 2 weeks. I really want to see that.
I know you're looking forward to that one.
Yeah. Man, they have like this popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
You know how they all have to have a popcorn bucket. That, it looks like Castle Grayskull.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And the middle, you fill it with popcorn, but the little spires or the come out.
Yeah, like
one's a drink and the other one lifts up and you'd like fill it with candy like M&Ms or something.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But other thing I'm watching is Fear Factor 48 Hours of Fear. I watched that with the kids last night. Parenting.
Yeah.
Great show. This is just a 2-episode thing. I think the second episode is out now. We only watched the first one. So the whole premise is it's 6 people. They have to do all these different stunts. Someone gets kicked out. And I guess every few hours or whatever. But it's 48 hours and they have to stay awake the whole time.
Oh, God.
If they like nod off or something, they get zapped by a shock collar.
Oh my God.
They have it on their bicep. They don't have it around their neck, which I thought that's what, when he first gave it to him, I thought they were going to have to put it around their neck. And they go, what? Johnny's like, yeah, you just put these on, put it there around your bicep. And if we catch you sleeping, we're going to just, they'll just give you a little zap.
So it's all cameras, or is it like based on your blood pressure or something?
I think
like
it's cameras.
Wow.
And he goes, here, I'll show you. And he hits it. One guy, only one of the 6 had strapped his on already. And he's like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah. And yeah, they have to do the stunts with with bugs and.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. The kids love it, so. Molly's like, do not introduce your boy to Jackass.
Yeah.
I go, but he would love it.
Oh, man.
And there's a new one of those coming out, the Jackass 5 or whatever. I think it's the last one, but.
The last one.
The last one.
Sure. As long as there's money involved, there's never a last one.
Well, as long as you have the, for what they do,
can't there be new younger people come along?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, does Bam Margera? He doesn't do that stuff anymore, does he?
I think they got him back for this one because he had gotten to a lot of trouble, and he had fights with the rest of the crew or whatever, and because I think he was really hard into some drugs. So I don't really know the whole story about it, but
yeah, him and the what's the other guy that had the real raspy voice?
Steve-O. He's totally sober.
Yeah, but, yeah, I know. He was pretty messed up.
Yeah,
back in the day was like, I guess that was that the early 2000s or did they start in the 90s?
It started when we lived in that apartment.
Oh yeah, so late 90s.
Late 90s.
Hmm.
Is that crazy and Tom stuff. Green were like really?
Yeah.
That was. Yeah. That's. I would say that's the time MTV stopped being MTV.
Oh yeah, for sure.
People say Beavis and Butthead and The Real World, but I think they still continue to have videos. It was around then when they. It was like music videos are out.
Yeah.
There's no money off those.
Hmm. I just watched a little interview with, Matt Stone and Trey Parker?
Yeah.
The South Park guys. They were on Jimmy Kimmel the other day, and they were talking about the restaurant. What's that called? we kind of found by accident 2 years ago. And is that called? But they were talking about how it's basically like a money pit. They thought it was going to cost a couple million dollars to renovate it, and they ended up putting like $50 million into it. And they hope to break even like in 12 years. I think they were serious too.
Casa Bonita. Did you watch the documentary?
No, I haven't.
Oh, watch that. It is so crazy.
Hmm.
It is insane the amount of like, they, like at one point, they pull out the ceiling and you see like all that just gross. I don't even know if it was insulation or what.
Hmm.
And they're like, this has been up here since at least the 70s.
Right. We tried to go, right? And it was like reservation only.
I think it was very close. When we went, it was very close to when they reopened it.
Yeah, I think so.
Because there was so many people at that place.
Yeah, and people were just driving up, taking pictures and stuff.
Yeah, and I remembered seeing it in a South Park episode, like Cartman had went there or whatever. But I didn't know it was an actual real place.
Or that they owned it. I don't think they
bought it later.
Right, Yeah, within the last 5 years or so, I think they bought it. But you didn't know whenever we saw it, I don't think that they owned it.
I didn't know any of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. What's that on? Is it like Comedy Central?
I've got it on my server.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, if you can find that movie that I was talking about, it's called They're All Lying to You for Money. I'm interested in that documentary. The one I was talking about a couple weeks ago with, what is his name? From the OC, Ryan from the OC.
Okay. Everyone is lying to you for money?
Yes.
I don't know. I never heard of it.
It's a documentary about cryptocurrency.
Actor Ben McKenzie.
Yeah, McKenzie.
He was also in Gotham.
Yes, Gotham.
He was Commissioner Gordon.
That's correct.
So.
Yep. Well, what else? Speaking of music, I guess. We were talking about music a second ago. A couple weeks ago, we were like, I don't know if it was on the podcast, or we were just complaining to each other about our YouTube music is always the same crap.
I did say that. Yeah.
So what I've tried to do lately is, well, I went in and I like deleted a whole bunch of my downloads. So I don't know how you listen to YouTube music, but typically I'm just like, I shuffle my downloads, but my downloads just always seem to like default to, I don't know, the same music that I always listen to.
Oh, you don't just stream it?
Occasionally I will, but if I'm driving or whatever, I don't know. That's my default is usually just to do downloads.
I have unlimited, you know, I don't know what you have as far as data.
I have 5 gigabytes.
Oh, so I could see you doing that, but I have unlimited, so I don't really
but it's still,
care so much.
But you still felt like it was giving you the same music?
Yeah, I get a lot of the same.
Yeah. Well, yesterday is when I started... Like just there's all kinds of different on your home screen. You can look at all kinds of different categories. So that's why I was looking at new releases, and I sent you the one that was the NoFX that released recently. And
yeah, and it had just released that day.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that
when I looked at it. It said posted 5 hours ago. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, this is new.
And I did the same to our friend Mike. I sent him a band Haken that that he likes, and we both, I'm like, hey, looks like this just released today. And it was, so I don't know if Thursday is the new like singles release day or whatever.
It used to be Tuesday, wasn't it?
It used to be.
Yeah.
And then I found that Primus had recently released something. And so I'm trying to use that more to like, so I'll stream that stuff. And when I'm out and about, I'm like, oh, hopefully this will like reset my algorithm or adjust my algorithm to where it's like not playing the same music. See, all the time.
Mine always has a speed dial too. Do you have the speed dial?
I do, but it always goes, that's stuff that you've listened to before.
That's stuff you listen to, but you can, like, you can get into a, I like to, one thing I will do, I'll get into a song that I like, and then turn this down. And then, do you know this, where you can just start mix?
Oh, yeah.
And it'll mix it,
mm-hmm,
versus with stuff that should be similar.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, like, you'll be like, huh, that song again?
Yeah, it's all the same stuff, or a lot of the same stuff.
I mean, for me, it also comes down to the type of music I listen to, I think.
Uh-huh.
So I'm all over the place, but then when I want to listen, like if my punk type music, I'll listen to that, and it'll all play the same stuff that I always am listening to. It won't, like, here's a new band or whatever. Yeah. Very rarely it will.
Same for me. So I'm trying to experiment with it and figure out ways to have it send me or download or whatever music that I'm not used to.
There's another, well, there is, I don't know if it can, it looks like you can add, there's more Gemini stuff in there.
Okay.
But there was, I think, Archive Mix. Yeah, that's still going to play stuff that,
I feel like every one of those self-created or algorithm-created mixes are pretty much the same, or they're very, very similar with different titles.
Discover music. Maybe that's what I gotta do.
Hmm. Yeah.
But it's not really discovering anything.
It's all the same. So yeah, I've been playing around with that, trying to just see what else is out there, because I feel like I've been listening to the same stuff or very similar stuff for a long time.
Yeah.
Other than that, did you happen to catch any of Paul McCartney's
SNL? No, I saw he was on there, and I think I watched a few of the Will Ferrell sketches, or but I didn't watch him.
He did. Gosh. So I've never seen this before, but on the YouTube side, because that's how I typically look, you know, watch everything.
Yeah,
but
same.
I watched his two regular performances, because that's how I believe that's still their format, is just they just have the two that are on the Saturday night.
Yeah, but I never watch it live.
Yeah, me either. That's just how I remember it. But then I saw that there was a couple extra videos that were, you know, recommended to me that was, you know, performances by Paul McCartney, but it looked like the rest of the cast and everything was like off to the side. So I don't know if it was like an after party or like different time or whatever, but he played a couple other songs, and in one of them, Will Ferrell comes out and he's got a cowbell and he's playing and doing that dance like he did in the, what is that song?
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah. He's doing that belly dance thing.
In his short,
he wasn't tight in the shirt, short. No, but there were several skits with him with his shirt off.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was really good, and they were both Beatles songs. I don't remember what they were off the top of my head, but I thought they were really good, and I was like, man, this guy, you know, I looked him up, he's 83 years old, and he's out there playing his bass guitar and singing, and I mean, you know, his voice sounds older, and he sounds like an older guy, but he's, oh man, you're pouring out this beer, and it's like all foamy, gross.
Oh my gosh.
Ew. It's disgusting.
I wanted to see what that would look like. It looks like chocolate pudding.
Yeah. This segment went off the rails.
Sorry.
Greg got bored with my story.
No, I was listening. You got distracted by what I'm doing.
That's disgusting.
Now, here you go. You want to drink that?
I do not. I'm sure it tastes fine, but...
It smells fine. I don't know about that, though.
Anyway, I was just super impressed with it. You know, being that old and still performing and...
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know any of his newer stuff. if he's doing Beatles stuff, I know that, but...
Yeah, I don't know what the songs were. The one was...
Oh, he did Drive My Car and
Drive
Help.
Drive My Car, yeah. They were good, and yeah, it's just... I don't know really much about him, but it was just kind of inspiring to see somebody, like, still performing, doing all the things. And I had heard, again, Jimmy Kimmel, talking about, like, how he went to see him live recently and was, like, just so... you know, surprised, inspired, whatever, with like how energetic he was, how long he played and all that. And I'm like, man, that's really awesome to be 83 years old and doing all that. And I think Ringo is still doing, you know, something similar as well. But man, that's, I don't know. It's just great to see that kind of longevity in people. I don't know what they do, you know, if it's just genetics or if they're really like trying to make sure that they stay as healthy as they can for as long as they can.
Yeah, it's I mean, obviously they love it. I mean, it can't be for the money. They got plenty of money.
Oh yeah, yeah, there's no way
it's
for the money.
You know, it's like what else am I going to do?
Yeah.
Start collecting Pokemon or
right.
Come
I know.
Up with a different hobby.
Yeah, it's really cool though. You know? And I thought he performed really well. It was fun to see.
I guess that also is when your hobby becomes your career. I mean, are you really working, you know?
Oh, yeah. I know. That's kind of... Oh, and then it was kind of interesting. Like I said, they did those two extra ones. And at the end of... I think it was the... Let me... Is it Let Me Drive?
Drive My Car.
Drive My Car. At the end of it, he's... You know, like everybody's cheering. He goes, all right, let's go party. And I'm like, is this at 1 a.m.? You know, because they rap and... In New York at like 1 a.m., right?
Yeah.
And then it was at the end of that, he was like, ready to keep going, you know? Where I'm typically in bed by 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Different lifestyle, of course, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. So, well, we got anything else?
I don't think it's worth talking about Shop Talk so
well,
much.
We kind of went over it, too.
Yeah, we did.
I did want to... The only thing I wanted to say, I thought it was funny. I'm trying to... I still haven't gotten it together. Do a drink stand.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe I got this idea. I told it what I want to do. I put it in AI. I'm like, hey, this is what I want to do. Can you give me any mock-ups of this? And it kind of ignored what I was saying. It gave its own thing, and then the picture it did was just insane. I'm like, this isn't even possible.
This defies the laws of physics.
Yeah. I don't even know if I can find it.
Was that in Gemini or ChatGPT?
Yeah, DIY foldable washer score. The video, it's so... weird.
Yeah, the video was
like
funny.
That, like, it just jumps around.
Yeah.
The legs, drop the holders, and mark the score. And then the thing changes.
Yeah, it was funny.
It looks huge, too. The legs,
drop the holders. I got an email or a notification just this morning from, I thought it was ChatGPT, saying that they've improved their image creation. It's like, it's basically saying to me, the way I was interpreting what it said, it was like, we're not gonna create slop anymore.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find that.
I mean, this kind of gave me an idea, but then I'm like, well, I wanted to have a fold down type drink stand, but the thing it gave, I'm like, that doesn't save any room. It doesn't.
No. Yeah, I can't find it now, but I think I saw something from ChatGPT basically saying the new version is going to be better than ever, and we're not going to... our videos and images are going to be of, like, better quality.
Yeah. Well.
We'll see.
Anyway. Well.
Like I said, best show ever.
Best show ever. Well, it's been fun, and thanks for all you do.
See ya.
See ya.